The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Daf Peh. Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Maran Zekarati Yafa Batzalah V'Liyadu Nishmat Rabbi Abraham Menesteru Hashem Tani Hamim Began Edna Amin. Today's daf being studied in Fuash Shema Moshe Ben Dina Enda Nefer Elo Fata Nefesh Bata Guf Fata Kira Bata Mubekhen Yina Sofa Raman Amin. We begin today's daf on Pev Vav Amud Bet, and we are two lines on the bottom. We are in the subject of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that a Someh is patur from Chibei Mitot Bet Din. So the Gemara says, "How do we know that mechayve mitot bet din at yarotzeach rotzeach mechayve galuyot?" Because it says by chaybe galut the word rotzeach. We already proved on yesterday's daf that a someh is patur from galut, and it says the word rotzeach by a regular murderer. So just like he's patur from galut, he's patur from mitat bet din if he murders. So he's patur from bet din. From mitat bet din, chaybe malkut atya. How do you know he's patur from chaybe malkut if he's patur from lashes? We have a gezerah shah rasha, mechaybe mitot beti, because it says the word rasha by malkuyot, and it says the word rasha by chaybe mitot beti. Just like it's patur from chaybe mitot beti, it's patur from malkuyot. And yaidach, we have another bite, Rabbi Yehuda omer, some en lo boshet, there is no boshet payment by a some vechenei Rabbi Yehuda potro mikol dinin shebatra, all monetary law, no court for the some, no monetary laws apply. Tiri, so me, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Amar kera, because the pasuk says, Veshafetu ha'eda. The judges will judge. What are they going to judge? Ben ha'make o ben goel adam. Between the guy that killed and the avenger of the blood, the family member. Which is, they go into court, the family member says, he did it b'mezid. The guy claims, no, I was shogeg. There's a court case. And where do they decide if the murderer killed b'shogeg or not? In betid. Ala mishpatim ha'ele. According to these laws. So we see the pasuk juxtaposes the goel adam and the rotzeach next to the laws of the Mishpatim. So it was as called, she yeshno b'mekev goel adam, yeshno b'mishpatim, because she eno b'mekev goel adam, eno b'mishpatim. Anybody that's in the parasha of rotzeach b'shogeg, and the laws of a regular rotzeach, he's in the parasha of mishpatim. But a someh that we said, according to that, it's not in the parasha of galut, or he's in the parasha of actually murderer b'mezid, he is not in the parasha of mezid. He's not in the parasha of mishpatim. Tanya idach. We have a braita, the b'yudah omeh, someh eno boshet. וכן היה רבי יהודה פוטרו מכל מצוות, not only משפטים, מכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, סומה is פטור from all the מצוות of the Torah, אמר רב שישה בלד רב אידי, מה הייתה רבי יהודה? אמר קרא, וזאת המצווה החוקים והמשפטים, כל שישנו במשפטים, ישנו במצוות וחוקים, כל שאינו במשפטים, אינו במצוות וחוקים. And so we speak that over here. We just said over here that what is patur from the mishpatim, from the monetary law. And now we're juxtaposing the mitzvot to the mishpatim. And therefore, whoever is patur the mishpatim is patur from the mitzvot. So he says, Someh is indeed patur. Amar Rav Yosef Meresh. Rav Yosef was blind. He says, Meresh, initially, Hava Amina, I would have said, Man de Amar Alakha Krabi Yehuda, Amar Someh patur from the mitzvot. If somebody would have told me that Alakha Krabi Yehuda, this is a blind man, is patur from the mitzvot, Ka'avdina Yomat Tabal Rabbanan. I would have made a holiday, I would have made a party if I heard this news. Why? Because I'm patur and I'm still doing it. So I would have been thrilled. Tell me I'm patur and I'm still doing it. Therefore, I thought I'd get a lot of reward. I'd be very happy. But now that I heard what Rabbi Hanina said, that you get more reward if you're commanded then if you're not commanded, that's the opposite. Man de amar li en halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda. A guy that'll come and tell me that halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That says sumer patur min mitzvot, meaning that the sumer really is hayav in mitzvot. Avida yomatam al rabbanan. I'll make a party. Why? Dechim mefkidna iti agrat afeh. Because now that I'm commanded and I'm doing it, I will indeed get extra reward. So therefore, the logic, by the way, Tosfot explains why when a person is commanded, he gets more reward than if he's not commanded. Tosfot answers because of the pat besalo theory, the bread in the basket theory. The theory goes like this: if a person is not obligated and he does it on his own terms. Nobody's forcing him. He doesn't have any pressure. So therefore, it's easy for him to do it. He wants to do it, he does it. Doesn't want to do it. So therefore, it's easy for him to do it. However, when he has to do it, now already there's a resistance. Now already nobody wants to tell him what to do. Now already the Yetzer Hara is megare in him to try to stop him. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, now that if someone would tell me that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Sumet Patum in a mitzvot, I'll make a party. Because I want to be Hayav in mitzvot. Because I'm Hayav, I get more reward.
And we are at the Mishnah. Zeh Chomer Ba'adam Bashor. The Mishnah is comparing different chumrot that apply to a man that is mazik, as opposed to a shor that is mazik. Meaning whether a man is mazik in Adam, or a shor is mazik in Adam. This chumrot that Adam has, what are they? Shadam mishalem nezek sa'ari pui shevet uboshet. So we know that the man, he has to pay the five payments, umishalem demeviladot, and he also has to pay for the money of the veladot, of the offspring. Which is, let's say he knocks a pregnant lady, right, and she has a miscarriage, so Adam and Mazik has to pay for the veladot, how much they cost. Veshor eno mishalem ela nezek. First of all, Shor only pays nezek, does not have to pay the other payments. Upatur medeme veladot mevegezrat katuv, then he does not have to pay for the offspring. If he damages a lady, a person hits his mother or his father, but he did not make a habura, so therefore he's not hayav mitah. Also he's not hayav mitah, because a person's chovel on Yom Kippur is only hayav karet, but there's no hayav mitah betin, so therefore hayav bechulan. Since there's no kimne bedrabamine, so therefore he has to pay all the five payments. However, a chovel be'eved evri, again, a person, let's say, is chovel in his eved evri, in his slave, hayav bechulan. Again, he has to pay all the payments, which means even boshet. Okay, so the chadush over here is that you might think that an eved evri does not have boshet. Kamashwa, no. And even an eved evri has boshet. If you damage him, you have to make all the payments. Chutz min hashevet bizman shehu shelo. However, if the eved belongs to you, so you do not have to pay him for the outer work. Because he's the one that got damaged. He's working for him. So he doesn't have to pay himself. He himself is losing the work. So therefore, when he damages his own eved, he has to pay nezek, tsa'ar, ripui, boshet, but he does not have to pay the shevet if it is indeed his. Ha'chovel be'eved kena'ani shel ahirim hayav bekulan. Okay, if he damages an eved kena'ani of somebody else, he's going to be hayav to make all the payments. The hadush over there is normally if a person damages a goy, we said you're patur. But an Eved Kenani goes to the mikveh. Once he goes to the mikveh, he's hayav really in mitzvot. He's still called the Eved Kenani, but he's considered enough Jewish that you have to pay the damages. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, en abadim boshet. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Eved has no boshet. There's no shame to embarrass a Eved. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the machloket is. Again, we're talking about an Eved Kenani, also that dipped and all that, but still he's Eved, and therefore there's no boshet. Machloket Tana Kama and Biuda. Hirish Shotev Katan. Okay, when it comes to these three people, Hirish Shotev Katan is somebody that's deaf mute. Shotev is somebody that doesn't have da'at, and a Katan, Pegiatan Na'a. Dealing with them is bad. It's a bad deal to get involved with them. Why? Ha'chovel Bayin Hayav. You damage them, you gotta pay. They damage you, they're patur. So it's a bad deal to get involved with them, because it's only one way. Right? Also, Eved and a lady is also bad to get involved with them. You damage them, so you're patur. And they damage somebody else, patur. What's the reason why that's so? So that she says, Eved v'isha shechavlu b'harim pim she'em lehem ma l'shalem. They have no money. Eved doesn't have any money. Whatever belongs to the Eved belongs to the master. And the lady, also, even her fields that she owns are only hers for perot. Or she cannot benefit from them or use them until she gets divorced. It's really mishrobatari husband. So therefore, she doesn't have nothing to pay. So therefore, it is a bad deal to get involved with them. Correct? Aval mishalimim nahar zeman. However, they have to pay later on. It's a suspended payment. For example, that garisha isha ishtachlir ha'ayved hayavim nishalim, because then they fall out the money. Once the garisha, so the lady gets her fields back that she brought in with the marriage. And things like that. So once she gets the money, so now already she has to make the payment. Okay, comes the Mishtakati Sabakabi Vemo Vasabim Habura. Oh, the person hits his parents and he makes a habura, though it's Hayab Mita, the Havil Habura Shabbat, also is Hayab Sekila, Patur Mekulan. He does not have to pay anything. Why? The Pleshun Idon Ben Nafsho. Because we have the famous rule of Kimne Bidrabamine, since he's getting killed. So he does not have to make the payment. This, but at least v'ahovil be'avit kerani shelo patur mekulan. If a person damages his own eved kerani, he is indeed patur. Okay, that's a question. You have to pay for the pui. That's a question that Tosafot has a discussion over here. But in any way, the regular damages, he is indeed patur when it's his own eved. Evid Kanahani. Come on, which means the reason is because even if somebody else would damage David Kanani, you pay to the master. So if he paid to himself, it's his own Evid. Just look at Rashi for 1 second. Hayavim Lishalim, after they get divorced, after the lady gets divorced, she has to make the payment. Sharim Bitchilahin Hayavim. They have to really pay when they damage. Elashim Lahim Alashalim. But they have nothing to pay. She nechsem milog shlisha mishubadim the baal leperot v'lirusha. Exactly. But she nechsem milog, the husband has the perot of that. So therefore, once you get divorced, or she gets her stuff back, then everybody can make the payment. Ba'amine Rabbi Elazar Merav. Okay, I had a question. Ha'chovel bebat ketana shel acherim. Okay, what did he do? Chovel bat ketana. Minor girl, less than 12 years old. Of somebody else, habala de mi. All right, who gets the money? All right, let's go slow. We know there's three stages in a girl's development. You have a ketana, you have a na'ara, and you have a bogeret. I mean, from when she's a little girl until she's 12 years old, and she brings two sa'arot, she's considered a ketana. The next 6 months, she's considered a na'ara. After 12 and 6 months, she's considered already a bogeret. But she's a ketana, she's in the father's domain in totality. Ma'asi adeha, whatever she earns, her kesef kiddushin, and all that, he could sell her as an amma. Also in na'aruteha, from 12 to 12 and 6 months, she's in the father's domain, but for everything that I just said, except for selling, you cannot sell her anymore. Bogeret, she is in her own domain. So the question is, when the hachamim said that a ketana, let's say, is in the domain of the father, that all her work goes to the father, and all her profits go to the father, was that referring to damages as well? The Gemara says, "Mi amrina kevan de'akni le'bechmanas shevach ne'orim la'av." Since the Torah says that all the benefits, all the profits of the girl go to the father, habbalana me de'abu haver, so habbalah is part of the profits, habbalah is part of the money that the Torah is being zocher. Now, how do we know that? My ta'ama, what's the reason? Hadeha afhata mikaspa. Because bottom line, she became depreciated in her value. The Torah says that a father can sell his daughter as an amma. So this affects his price. Because now that she's damaged, so therefore she's depreciated. So we maybe have to give the money to the father. Right? Odilma sheva ne'oni mudakin l'rahmana adi ba'inu memsalim mukad shi'in. Matzi masar, aval habala kivan di ibaim mitchabel ba lo matzi habel lo kanya lerachmana. Or do I say shevach ne'orim, which means the profits of the daughter? Meaning, let's say she wants to get married, he can marry off, and he gets the kiss of kiddushin. You know why? Because he controls the kiddushin. He can marry off to anybody he wants. He can marry off to a guy with boils on his face and things like that. Mukachin. Therefore, the Torah gave him the money because it's something that's in his ability to do. But it's not in his ability to give a habala to his daughter. So therefore, it's something that's not in his ability to do. Maybe the Torah did not give him the zikhut to take that money. It's something that's in his domain, marrying off his daughter. It's my money. I can do whatever I want. He can marry off to a mukachin if he wants. So the Zohar gave that type of money, but things that are out of his domain to do, maybe that type of money does not go to him. He doesn't have ba'alut, doesn't have ownership to be chovel to be tov. So the Zohar did not give him such money. Which really, the way they ask the question is like this. The question, the way they're explaining the question of the B in the Ayaz is like this. What's the source that a father gets the kiss of Kiddushin of his daughter? If you say it's a Gizrat, the Ketuv, Bin Urea Bet Abiha. That means, Kol Shvach Ne'urim La'Abiha. So if Habala also goes to the father. Because bottom line, that's something that depreciates now in her, and he can't sell her for the same price. Or no, maybe it's just a logic. What's the logic? You see that the Torah allows him to marry her off to whoever he wants. So you see, he has a ba'alut on such a domain. So therefore the case of Kiddushin comes to him. Masha Enken, where he doesn't have ba'alut, the Torah doesn't give him the money. He doesn't have ba'alut to go beat up his daughter, give her habura. If he says Gizrat Ketuv, everything comes to the father. So therefore it's also not if Sivara, I say that. So anyway, Gemara comes along and says, Amar le lo ziketa Torah le'av ela shevach ne'urim bilvad. The Torah only gave the father Shebach Ne'urim, which means her profits, but not her damages. Good, which means, right, only kiss of Kiddushin and her work and things like that, but nothing more than that. Etibe, the Gemara has a question according to Rabbi Elazar. He asked the question to Rab. Rab just said what? Habala does not go to, you don't have to pay Habala. Torah did not, because that means the Habala goes to her.
Right.
She gets the money. So the Gemara has a question. Etibe. Okay, I've got to go slow. HaChovel be'Eved Ivri Hayav Bekulan. Okay, we said that. You beat up the Eved Ivri, give him a Habala, got to pay all five payments. Chutz min Hashevet b'zman Chushelo. Except for the out of work, when he owns the Eved, because no, he's damaging himself. Oh, so what's the reason over here? So he says that she, look at the second line, min hashevet bezman she'eved shelo velo be'eved de'acher. And when it comes to, let's say, the damage in the eved of somebody else, denotin shevto lerabo. Right, you'll give the shevet to their master. Getani mihat, what do you see about from this braita? The Eved Ivri Shelo Patur. Why? Ho'il u'ma'asi yadav Shelo. Because whatever the Eved does belongs to the master. V'achana mekevan debito ma'asi yadav Shelo lishkol shevet dida. Oh. V'kashe l'rav de'amal lo zikta Torah de'av ela shevach ne'olim bilvad. De'vaday afilu habalot zikta lo. Right? Gemara is saying, just like by an Eved, what's the logic? What's the reason why if it's my Eved Ivri and I hit it and I damage him, why don't I have to pay him Shevet? Because all his profits belong to me. So whatever he's working goes to me, so I don't have to pay Shevet. Similarly, the Gemara wants to compare an Eved Ivri to a girl. All her profits, all her work goes to the father. So therefore, the Chaura, that should say that at least the Shevet should go to the to the father. If somebody damages an Eved, a girl, God, I should give a compensation to the father, just like we say, what? That since the ma'asiyah adayim of an Eved belong to the master, and therefore what? If he damages the Eved, he doesn't have to pay him Shevet. So similarly, if somebody should damage a girl, since ma'asiyah adayim goes to the father, God, the damages should go to the father. That's the question they're asking. Correct? Kishem she'achoved be'Eved Ivri shel acherim. You pay the Shevach to the Adon. Because bottom line, bitul melacha, so too when you chovel be'eved, you don't have to pay. So the same thing should be by a girl. Amar beye moder rav b'shevet the ma'asiyah adeya ad sh'at baglut de'abu habe. Oh, so Abaye clarifies and says Rav agrees that the shevet, the work that she cannot do, that money will go to the father. Because bottom line, he gets Ma'asi Adayim. He does get her work. So for that which Rab said, Rab was only talking about the damages. Damages doesn't go to the father. Rab was not Mizakeh the father in Nizik and Sa'ad and all that other stuff. But the Gabesh Shevet, now you damage the girl, she can't work, let's say. So since the Torah was Mizakeh the father to Ma'asi Adayim, in the Chedamah you have to compensate the father to get the Ma'asi Adayim. So in the Shevet, the father gets. That which Rab said, that the Torah does not Mizakeh the father, was on the other items, but not on Shevet. Etive, so the Gemara has a question on that.
Lecture mode on.
Ha'chobel bibno gadol. What did he do? He beat up his older son. Yitin lo miyad. Okay, you got to pay him. Pay him immediately. That's right. Your older son, and his money is his money. So you have no reason to give it to the father. So you got to give it to him immediately. Bibno katan yaseh lo sigula. Okay, sigula is like an escrow. Put the money in an account and wait till the kid gets older, and then you give it to him. Okay. Ha'chobel bibito katana. Okay, you chovel in your daughter, that's a ketana, patur. Okay, patur. Okay, because she's a ketana, everything belongs to the father, ketana. No. Velo od ela, ahirim shehavlu ba, here's the key. Others that damaged her, hayavim liten le'aviha. They have to pay to the father. So you see what? That the habala goes to the father. Rav, you said no. Right, you said no, the Habala doesn't go to the father, it didn't mezakeh the father, the Habala. But here it's mashma, what if somebody damages your bito ketana, the father gets the payment, question on that. Gemara's answer, hakana mid shevet. Here also talking about shevet, only the work. So since ma'asi, a dime of the girl goes to the father, so the work also goes to the father. And hakanami, that's what it's about. Then Habala damages the father, never zechut. He can't damage her, he don't get the money for that. But she works, he does get that money. So that she can't work. She got damaged. Give the father that compensation. So therefore, Rab was only talking, Bito Ketana gets Shevet. Meaning the father gets Shevet. Right? Only father. Okay. Now we say, Ubibno Gadol Yitin Lo Miyad. So what do we say? Guy damages his older son. Pay him immediately. Alright? So the Gemara says, Urminhu, we have a question from a Braita. Chovel Bebarav Benotav Shel Acharim. A guy gives a habalah to somebody else's kids. Gedolim, banav ubebnotav, girls, boys, doesn't matter. Gedolim yiten lahem miyad. Okay, we understand that. Gedolim, you pay the kids because they get gedolim, so therefore they get the payment miyad, five payments. They're not worse than anybody else. They're adults. Ketanim, oh, they're minors. Yaase lahem sigula. Okay, so make for them this like escrow, and when they get older, they'll get paid. Bebanav ubebnotav shelo. However, when it comes to his own banav ubebnotav patur, he is indeed patur, whether they are ketanim or whether they are gedolim. We have a contradiction. Sounds like we have a contradiction in the Braita itself. Beginning of the Braita says what? Ah, no. Mechina. There's a contradiction against the Braitot. The other Braitot said, "Bibnoa gadol yiteno miyad." And here it says, "Banav ubibnotav patur." So how do you square that off? So comes the Gemara and says, "Amre lakasha." Now we can answer the Braitot. Kan keshe semuchim al shulchano. Kan keshe en semuchim al shulchano. Depends who's supporting them. If the father is supporting them, he's paying all the bills. So therefore, you don't got to pay them if he damages them, because I'm supporting you. However, over there when it said that you have to pay the kid immediately, it's talking about they're independent, where they're supporting themselves. So therefore, the father has to pay them immediately. They need the money. They're supporting themselves. Mashenken, if I'm supporting you, so therefore, I don't got to pay for these things. That's the Gemara's take a hiluk. Yeah? That's the Gemara's hiluk. Shevet. Only Shevet we're talking about over here. All the other four payments over there, he has to pay. We're only discussing over here the Gabe, the work. Which means, if I'm supporting you, so I don't have to pay you for these damages. If you're supporting yourself, I got to pay for the Shevet. He's not working on the kid, right? Because I damaged him. So if I'm supporting you, so what's the difference? I'm supporting you anyway. I have to pay for the work. I'm supporting you anyway. But if I'm not supporting you, so now already you need the money. Yeah, I damage you. You can't go to work. So I have to pay a shivet as well. The four payments you're paying, regardless. I'm only talking about shivet over here. Okay? So Kavzi Gavaran says, Bemai ukipta lekamaita. How did you establish the first braita? B'she'en simuchim al shulchano. Right? That's what he said. Amakeb ibno gadol. You got to pay him immediately. Why? Because this guy's working himself. He's not being supported by the father. That's the way he said it, right? So Gemara says, emasefa. But I have a problem from that braita. Because what did it say at the end of that braita? Hachovel bebitua ketana patur. Yeah. If you damage the bitua ketana, you patur. Velo od ela acharim shechavlu ba hayavim niten leabiha. But what are you talking about? If you're telling me the case, talking about where she's not being supported by the father, she should get the shevet. Because she needs to support herself. She needs the money. Again, if you explain that bright that it's talking about where the child is supporting themselves, also, Beno Gadol makes sense. You tell him miyad. Because he needs the money for Mizorot. So why at the end of the bright did it say, and if you damage her, Bitoketana, or somebody else damages, they give the money to the father. Why should you give the money to the father? You give the money to the kid. The kid's self-supportive. He needs the money for the Mizorot, to shave it. So what's already talking about? It doesn't make sense. And even according to the opinion that says a person is able to tell his Eved Kana'ani, work for me and I'm not supporting you. I mean, he could tell his Eved, listen, I want you to work for me and I'm not feeding you. What do you mean? How am I supposed to eat? At night you'll go around and you'll collect. But that's only talking about you have to do that to an Eved Kana'ani. Damar le, avid avitakulim. Work the whole day for me. Go circle yourself, go around and collect. And to eat. About Eved Evri, but when it comes to an Eved Evri, for example, dechtiv kitov lo imach, that you have to treat him equally. And the learning about learns, what does it mean? Kitov lo imach, imecha b'machal, v'mecha b'meshte, lo, kol sheken bito. Or the more so, your daughter, that you're not allowed to tell your daughter, you know what? You work for me. Give me your mezonot, and you work for yourself, and you work. Which means there's a deal over here. Which means if she's giving the ma'aseh adayim to the father, so he's got to support her. You got to reciprocate. You got to give the money back. But if she's working for herself. So therefore she gets the mizonot. She doesn't have to pay for the mizonot. Well, you can't tell the girl over here that she's supporting herself and now she's got to pay for her own the father cannot tell a daughter work for me and I'm not supporting you. That's not enough. You can do that to Eved Kana'ani. You cannot do that to an Eved Evri, for example. An Eved Evri is not worse than a girl, is not worse than an Eved Evri. So what's the Gemara I want with that? The Gemara I want to say that what? So again, let's get clarity in the question. You said a rule. B'she'en se'mukim al shulchan means they're independent. So then already the deen is they get the shevet. Kid gets the shevet. Oh, we had a question. The Braita said, somebody damages the kids, so what? The money goes to the father. The money goes to the father. You just said that they're independent. If they're independent, that they're working themselves, they're supporting themselves, they need the money themselves for the shiva. And don't tell me that the father can say, any zancha. You know, it's not my responsibility to feed you. Because that you can only do to an Eved Kana'ani. But a guy can't do that to his kids. But there's bitoketana and say any zancha, so he's got to support, and therefore she needs this money to live. So that's the question. So the Gemara answers: Kedamar Rava Bered Rav Hula lo nitzrecha ela leha adafa. Hachaname lo nitzrecha ela leha adafa. Oh, adafa is what? Surplus. What does it mean? Surplus. That means she's working. Okay, she's supporting herself. As a result that she supports herself, so the father has to give her mizonot, right? Has to support her. But let's say her ma'asei yadayim is over and above what she needs for mizonot. She works, she makes more money, and therefore it's more than the amount of money that she needs to live. That's hadava. So in that case, we say that the money goes to the father, which is only the money that goes to her is what she needs for mizonot. Let's take an example. Let's say she needs $50 a week for mizonot, but she makes $75 a week. So therefore, now already she's out of work because she got damaged. So the $50, damn, you got to pay for out of work. She needs the money. So the $50 you'll give to the girl, but the $25 of the adafa, that goes to the father, because that already is extra. She doesn't need that that extra. So ma'asiyah da'im, when she's working for herself, you pay for the kid, but you pay for up to what they need for mizonot. But more than that, already the father has a zechut. So that's what the braita meant, that you pay the father. You're only paying him the ha'adafa. The father receives the extra of shevet only. What she needs to live, she gets. Whatever's extra, the father gets. B'may ukimta lebatraita. How did you establish the second baraita? Batraita means the second. B'smuchim al shulchano. Oh, so the case was talking about smuchim al shulchano. That's where the father gets the payments. The person damages his kids. So we said what? The father's patur. So we said, why is the father patur? Because he's supporting them. He's supporting them, so therefore he gets the money. So comes the Gemara and says, Gedolim yiten lahem miyad. What do we say? Gedolim, give the money to them immediately. Because Gedolim is Gedolim. Gedolim, you have to give them immediately. Ketanim yaseh lahem segula. Amai. What's the difference? Lavihem ba'il mitveh. Exactly. Which means, why are you giving it to the kids at all?
To the father.
You should give it to the father. He's supporting them. Well, once you give me the rules, the chaurat should go to the father. Correct? Shevet. Amre. So Gemara gives the rules now. This is these rules here. Gemara says like this. Oh, Amre. Kika kapid bimidi de kahaser. Bimidi de ata me'alma lo kapid. Okay, what happens over here? When is the father makpid that the kid shouldn't take money? That's on something that he's going to lose out on. Which means the father doesn't want any out of pocket. I'm supporting you, simuchim ashulchan, so the father's makpid, I'm supporting you, so I don't want to have to pay for anything. I'm supporting, so if I don't want to pay. But things that come from me'alma, things that come from the outside, which means, let's say somebody else damaged the kid. So in that case over there, he's not makpid. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Bemidi de haserba, mamona kegon hecha de haval beu ihu, de nemalu anan zil shelim." Which means, if let's say the father himself damaged the kid, I'm not paying you, I should pay you. It's going to cost me money. I'm already supporting you. So in that case, we're going to say what? The father does not have to compensate the kid. But if others damage the kid, no, not extra money. If others damage the kid, then the money goes to the kid. Why it goes to the kid? It goes to the father. Because the father don't care. I don't care if I care. I don't want to lose money by supporting the kids. But if they damage the kid, okay, so I want to give the money to the kid, the father doesn't give the money. Understand, which means again, a father supporting the child. So what do we say? If somebody else damages, the money goes to the kid. So we say, why should the money go to the kid? The money should go to the father. So the Gemara's answer is, the father's not makpid on that. Why is he not makpid? Because he's not losing anything. If I damaged my own kid, so then already you tell me, I have to pay shevet? I don't want to pay shevet. I'm supporting the guy, I have to pay. Oh, that already a makpid. But if somebody else damages with the damage, doesn't cost me any money, give it to the kid. So that's the Gemara's really Gemara's answer. Again, I'm reading the question, I'm reading the answer again. B'may ukimta lebatraita. B'simuchim al shulchano. You learned the case over here that they're being sumech al shulchana bihem. But the Braita said clearly, if somebody else damages the kid, you pay the kid. Why do I have to pay the kid? The Chara should pay the father. The Gemara says, because the father's not makpid. Oh, your father's not makpid. What about a lost object? Deme'alma ka'atilihu ve'kakapid. Rule. Father supporting the kid. Kid comes home, dad, I found $100 in the street. What's the deen? He's got to give it to the father. Oh, so you see, the father is makpid. Because the khawra, what do you care? You don't lose anything. I thought you told me on stuff that's not out of pocket of the father, he's not makpid. So then why then does the father get the mitzi'ah? So you see, he is makpid. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Amle, Ravha de ka'atilu me'alma, ve'let le'utza'ala de gufayu begava, kapid. Yeah, windfall profits that came to the kid easily without any suffering. Father, hey, that's free money. That's come to me. I'm supporting. I want that money. Aval habala di itu tsara di gufayu umealma katelehu lo kapid. Right, but on stuff that hurt the kid, even though it came from outside, so it didn't cost me any money. But I give it to the kid. The kid, you know, he got damaged. So we're making chalukim over here now. When I'm supporting the kid. They ask me to pay for anything, I'm not paying for nothing. I'm supporting him. So I'm not paying you no shevet. Okay, good. Other 40 pays, but not shevet. Okay. Next part. Somebody else damages the kid. Kid comes home, dad, I find him at Si'ah. I'm makpid on that. It's not out of pocket. Yeah, but something that didn't take any effort on your part, and you just found a windfall, I support you, I'm taking the Si'ah. Okay, good. Somebody else gives his havalat to the kid. In that case, the father said, hey, give it to the kid. Well, give it to the kid. You take it. No. Even though the kid didn't work for it, but bottom line, he got sa'ar. Since he got sa'ar, the father said, okay, you know what? He got hurt. Let the kid have it. The Gemara says, Be'atam. The itlat sa'ar de gufa. You have a case of a ketana. The Braita said, if others damage a ketana, others damage the ketana, you give the money to the father. Why should you give the money to the father? The itet sa'ar adu gufa, she's having sa'ar, u'me'alma ka'atela, and he's not losing any money, he's coming from the outside, ve'kakapid, and you see the guy's makpid, diktani, ve'lo od ela ahayrim shahablu b'hayavim niten le'abiha. Well, so you see what? The guy is makpid. In the Braita number one, we said what? If a guy hits if somebody hits a girl, that's a ketana. The father gets the money. And why does the father get the money? I thought you told me that the father's not makpid on these type of items. So the Gemara says, wait. Amri atam de gavra kabdanahu. Over there, we're talking about where the father's makpid. You know why? Deha in smuchim al shulchano. Because the case of the first braita was where he's not supporting his daughter. Now, if he's not supporting his daughter, what does that show? He's a kabdan. He's not even supporting his own kids. So you see, the guy's makpid on his money. Afilu b'midi de'atu le'alma makpid. So therefore, even on those type of items, he is makpid. So you see the attitude of the guy. In a case where the guy's not supporting his kids, so you see the guy's a kamsan, exactly. So therefore you see the guy's a makpid. However, hacha, and this bright, and the lavka of rakabdana, here we see the guy's not a makpid. Why? That's mukhimash, because he's supporting them. So kika kapid, bimidida kachasele, bimidida atelil ma'ama lo kapid. Okay. One more line, my segula. Oh, you said that for the little kids you make a segula for them, like a trust. So Rav Chazda amar sefer Torah. And Rav Chazda says you buy him a sefer Torah. And when he gets old, you give him the sefer Torah and learns with it. When he's young, he can learn from it. But when he's old, you give him the sefer. Rav Abba Huna amar dikla de achil mine tamre. Give him a palm tree that produces dates, so the kid can eat the dates when he's a katan. I mean, you damaged him, so you're giving him something that he can benefit immediately. Sefer Torah, he benefits from it, or a palm tree. Now, we got to go, just before we conclude, to review all these cases now. Now that we gave all these, so it's a bit confusing back and forth. Semuchim, not Semuchim, Katan, Gadol, Ahirim. So there's a chart over here. Let's see if we can navigate the chart over here. Okay. Let's see, one step at a time. Let's talk about cases where they're not simuchim ashulchano. That means they are supporting themselves. Okay? Self-supportive. And they are gidulim. Gidulim, self-supportive. Give them the money themselves. So they're adults. So therefore the shevet goes to them. That's not a question. Right? What about a ben katan? Ben katan, make a segula, make a trust. Bat ketana, mishalem mezonot. Eno mishalem odef. Right. Which means she only gets what she needs to live, but the ha'adafa goes to the father. Okay? And now let's talk about simuchim al shulchano. That's the second braita, where they're being supported by the father. So then, banim u'banav gedolim, his own kids, you don't got to pay. Because why? Out of pocket. Others, ben katan, I don't got to pay. Bat ketana, doesn't have to pay. That's basically the thing. Bottom line, simuchim al shulchano, you don't have to pay. That's talking about the father, the gabe the father. So let's review. I've got to get this clear. Simuchim al shulchano, the father does that. Okay, gedolim, bat, ben, I'm supporting you. No shevet. Others, they're supporting themselves. Supporting themselves, give the money to them. Ben gadol, miyad. Ben katan, trust. Bat ketana, she gets the mizonot, he'll get the odif. Okay, now let's go to the other side. Others damaged these kids. Now again, you got to go back. Simuchim, not simuchim. So let's go. Others and simuchim, they're self-supported. Banavu gedolim. Oh, give them immediately. They're adults. They're supporting themselves. They get the money themselves. Ben katan, supporting themselves. Okay, make a trust. Bat ketana. Oh. Make a trust for the mezonot. She's not samuch on trust. She's getting paid as well. So make a trust for the, because she's still ketana. And the odef goes to the father. Okay. Simuchim al shulchano. Simuchim al shulchano. So they're getting supported. If they gedolim, mishalem miyad. Why would you pay them miyad? But since the gedolim is this, because that he's doing extra. Ben kata make a segula, and bat kata make a segula. Since somebody else is doing the damage, so we said that when it's simuchim al shulchano, the guy's not a kapdan. He's supporting the kids. So you see, when it comes to outside, he's not makbid. So therefore, when it comes to the gedolim, pay them immediately. When it comes to, let the guy pay me. When it comes to ketanim, make a segula for them. Ah, the father, I want the money. You see, he doesn't care for the money. You see, he's supporting them. Therefore, we say, it's not an issue. So far, that's what we got until to this point. Okay.